If somebody's giving you a donation and they're giving you some type of money, it's not about calling them out, and questioning them in front of the entire congregation and saying that they didn't give you enough money.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I am one of your hosts. All right, we got two other good men on the other side of the spectrum. I got my boy Mac and my boy B. All right, Mac, you want to say what's up to the people?
So, hey man, you know what it is, you know what I mean? I'm gonna give you my little tip of the day, man. So everybody, what I'm trying to say is everybody's not there for you, man. Don't be a people pleaser, right? You're never gonna get anywhere pleasing people, man. Like, I just had a situation today with the same podcast when I was supposed to do this podcast, and I fuck with these people, man, and they wanted me to do them a favor. And I was like, hey, I gotta do my podcast with my man. I gotta be on my man's podcast. And they was like, yo, man, fuck that. Don't you ain't gotta do that shit today. Just tell them you can't do it. And that's when I know, man, like everybody ain't fucking there for you, man. No matter how much they fucking act like they do, they know I fucking put aside time for this shit every fucking week, right? This is part of my fucking routine. You see what I'm saying? And then motherfuckers just like, they wanna transgress on your fucking well-being. So everybody ain't there for you, man. That's all I'm trying to say. Like, shit's crazy. But that's my take for the day, man.
Facts. And B, what's up, man? What you got to say to people, bro?
I agree. Everybody ain't there for you, man. Everybody ain't. You can't expect everybody to be there for you, neither. Just gotta. But hey, man, I'm having a good day. It's been a good week. Another Sunday.
Got you. Hey, so this week, for the most part, it's been a pretty chill week. It's been Halloween. Well, it's Halloween 2 days ago. So, yeah, we're doing a podcast on a Sunday. Halloween was on Friday. So, we spent a lot of time. I didn't do nothing with the kids, I'm gonna be honest. The wife ended up taking the kids to a little party and whatnot, and they had a good time. One of the things that I'm noticing is it kind of seems like that Halloween spirit is kind of coming back a little bit. And I don't know if it's just the neighborhood that I'm in or if it's just the people that I'm around, but holidays are starting to feel a little bit more like holidays or kind of how it used to feel back in the day. But it was a little bit in the spirit and whatnot. And, I was pretty motivated by the kids and they got a bunch of candy and whatnot. So it's pretty cool. I was watching this show, and just, and this is a real quick pivot, like a real quick segue, but during this show that I was watching, they was talking about the Verzuz, right? And No Limit just did a Verzuz against Cash Money, and everybody thought Cash Money was gonna win that Verzuz, but No Limit ended up winning the Verzuz. And then people started to bring up Jay-Z, right? And they were saying, nobody can beat Jay-Z in a Verzuz. I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think that there's anybody out there that can beat Jay-Z in a versus?
You want me? I'll go first, man. Like, I listen. The young kids will call me a Jay Glazer, right? I'm just being honest. But no, I mean, this shit can't happen. Well, from my perspective, right? Like, as in the same shit with motherfuckers saying M killed Jay on his own verse. Bullshit, right? I'm just saying, on some real shit, go back and listen to that shit, right? Like, listen to it with a clear ear, right? Jay is telling motherfuckers how to come up and make money. Eminem's talking about fucking him doing drugs and on drugs. Like, it's two different fucking tiers, man. And yeah, I get it. Like, it might make you feel a certain way. That's cool if it make you feel a certain way. But if we're talking about verses, because that's what it's called, right? Your verse matters. Nigga, one nigga talking about fucking crack. I'm about, well, no, let me pause myself. I don't know if it's crack. One nigga talking about drug and one nigga telling how a young man from the hood with no money can come up and make his shit fucking profitable. Because what he was saying is, I know I'm going on a rant, but what he was saying in that verse was, nigga, I came up from nothing. I had to hustle, right? And then he said, then you buy a store. You come from nothing. Hustle. Make your money. Don't spend it on every bullshit. Buy a store. Basically saying you coming clean from nothing. Then we got another nigga talking about drugs. I get the fuck out of here. That shit wasn't even close to me. And nobody wasn't saying that shit until Nas said it. I'm just being honest. You see what I'm saying? But that's just me personally. Ain't nobody fucking with Jet. That's just me.
Well,
Go ahead, B.
I'm gonna have to disagree, of course, but let me tell you why. Because, hey, I don't got nothing against Jay-Z, man. I came in late, I guess, on Jay-Z era. That's a different age range. But if you want my honest, answer, Jay can be fucked with, I'm gonna just put it like this. Like I said, we in two different
Age group.
age, whatever, what I'm saying? But if you want to speak the analytics and the facts and the downloads and streams and views and all that, young boy got him killed by a far, and that's just the new age. I can't even say that's my age era, but I listen to him. I've been listening to him for a long time. But if we gonna go download to download, stream for stream, we gonna put YB, man. But like I said, that's two different. I like Jay, but I ain't fucking with Jay like that, man. Jay ain't that damn sweet. You
So,
want to be real with
I'm gonna be, hold on,
you want
before you get too far into it, right? So when we talking about verses, right? You know how verses work, where they play one hit against another hit.
it's hit for hit.
Do you think that young boy can go hit for hit with Jay-Z?
Young boy got way more hits than Jay-Z. Hey, this might go viral right here.
It's an age gap. It's a gap.
But go look, go bring up the analytics to this, bro. He got him beat by
You
far,
can't
bro.
use that analytics because Jay-Z came out before they were streaming, so you can't.
But it's still people listen to music, man. That's just like, bro, I'm a compare. We They doing comparisons to J Michael Jackson, and Jay ain't up there with Michael Jackson. I'm just be real, but hey man, that's it. Hey, let me ask you a question though, Mac. Is Jay-Z your favorite rapper?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, I wouldn't be the wouldn't be the perfect person to argue this case because
Well, let me be real with you. Youngboy not my favorite rapper, bro. And I'm just being real, but hey man, we gonna compare Youngboy to Michael Jackson. We gonna compare Jay-Z to like payroll or some shit.
it shows your age, which is true. It shows both of our age, right? We're not really privy to each other background because I don't give a fuck about streams. I give a fuck about like how your music make people feel. Like at the end of the day,
Okay, well let me line them up then. I compare somebody to Jay-Z and his era. You know what, man? You're right. It's all different era because I ain't thugging that shit. Like only person I could compare back then is Pac. And let's do Pac versus Jay.
Pocket.
It's not even competition, bro.
I can't fucking with Jay-Z. I don't listen
What?
on bullshit. I don't know what it is when a motherfucker die, they fucking skip motherfucking tears. But he is just not it. He is
So
not it.
Pac not fucking with Jay, huh?
Not. I hear motherfuckers say puns fucking with Jay. Like, this nigga had two albums. Biggie, I get it, right? Like, he had two albums
Damn,
for real.
Pac only had two
Just
albums.
imagine if. No, I'm just saying, but most of them albums, y'all niggas ain't gonna say it. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say it. I fuck with Pac. Some of his shit was nice. A lot of the shit that he had was fucking trash. And I don't give a fuck. A lot of his shit, like, go back and really listen to that shit, man. Like, with a. I don't know how to say it because I can't speak for everyone because everyone can't do it. Like, a lot of times I like to be open-minded because I want to know the truth. I want to know the truth regardless.
I mean, but
And
you also you also you You over there, you from Philly and shit, so that's not that far from New York. So I understand.
Because that's what I'm saying. Everybody likes their music different. Like the South, they don't really care about the lyrics of the song. It's just
More
like,
so
can I
that beat,
dance to
yeah.
it? Flow, right? And I think the East Coast predominantly focus on like, what the fuck are these motherfuckers? What the fuck are these motherfuckers talking about, right? So it's different criterias as well as in who's the best, right? The criteria changes, depends on where you're from.
Sure.
I mean.
For sure.
All right, so I'm gonna be honest. There's two people that I think can beat Jay-Z. One person that'll watch Jay-Z, right? Kanye West will absolutely watch Jay-Z, right? Drake, I think, can go hit for hit with Jay. And I know it's a generational thing, but when we're talking about the last 20 years of dominance, there's been no rapper that's been as dominant as Drake. And Kanye, if he start pulling all the stuff that he produced, also, it's easily a wash. I think Kanye is who everybody, well, I'm not gonna say he's Jay-Z, because at the end of the day, Jay-Z's pen, his lyrical, like his business mindset, who Jay-Z is, Jay-Z's unmatched, right? But when we're talking about a versus format, I think those are the only two people that can like that can go head to head with Jay in a versus format.
Wayne here, Lil Wayne,
No, he can't.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Cash Money would have won if they would have bought out Lil Wayne. Man, Wayne got more hits than everybody. I mean, he got Drake. Drake got for sure more hits than everybody, but Wayne
That's
got
what
a
I
lot
would
of
say.
hits.
If you're gonna put anybody against Jay, I mean, and everything is subjective. I would say fucking Wayne and Drake. I mean, that's about it. I'm just being, that's from my perspective. And I don't know shit because I don't keep up with newer music. I don't, but
That's debatable. That's debatable.
it is. And like I said, I'm gonna always throw Ye's name in there, even though Ye's not the stronger rapper. Ye made better music. He made music that appealed to the masses a little bit more, and in a versus format, that would be a hard time for Jay. And I just leave it at that.
So what I'm trying to say, it is, but like how the verses work, like it's what you can say in between songs, right? That will influence the crowd and your music to match it. I give you an example. That Dipset versus fucking, what was it? Dipset versus
Locks.
The Locks.
Yeah.
And fucking just from what Jadakiss was saying in between verses, that matters because it's gonna influence you. All right? I'm just saying. I'm just saying, and I think Jay is way better with words than probably most of
Bro,
these cats, right? That was next song.
Ye would have a whole meltdown in the middle of it, and everybody would be feeling whatever he's saying.
Nobody trying to hear it, fucking a Kanye fucking rant.
Yeah,
It's, the fucking, they're going to stop like, yo, you gotta play a song, bro. You gotta play a song. We don't want to hear about your fucking clothing and why it went on there, right? We don't want to hear about that.
that's all I kind of wanted to. I wanted to throw that out there just to see what y'all's thoughts was. And I think we all pretty much on
That's
the same. Now, what were you about to say?
we go ahead, my bad.
No, you good, man. Hey, I'm about to go ahead and I'm about to get into the Valid or Fuck Out of Here segment where we see some stuff, we talk about it, we talk about if the people in that scenario is valid or if they need to get, or if they need to get the fuck out of here. I can't talk today for whatever reason. All right, but the first one I'm gonna share. China now regulates influencers that only those with university degrees can discuss professional topics, right? And you know they control TikTok. And they have, you know, their own TikTok and whatnot. I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think it's valid, or do y'all think that they need to get the fuck out of here with that?
I'll run first. I mean, I think it's valid, right? I think it's valid. I think social media influences everything that we do at this point, right? And then certain things, because people have following, right? People are going to want to listen to them and think that shit is true, right? We have a lot of bullshit information being pushed, and people don't know because they don't know people's background and they don't accept it as fact, right? Because they might throw some stuff out there that might make them feel good, and then they're just going to run with it. Like, yo, this shit is a fact. Because I do know this is true, but I don't know the rest of it, right? So, yeah, I agree with them, right? Oh,
Be what you think, bro.
wow. Ain't gonna lie, I'm so zoned out. What we valid or we not valid, right? We valid or get the fuck out of here. What was it?
So, I go to
And
bed.
I have valid.
I
No,
know.
I'm saying it's a valid or fuck out of here. Valid.
Yeah, so pretty much
No,
all
I'm
it
talking about.
is, so the scenario is China is pretty much banning anybody that's not in like the professional realm to stop talking about professional shit. And I was just asking, is that valid? Or they need to get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. You can have talk your own. You can have your own opinion about anything, man. What the fuck? They banning that shit? Like, fuck, man. So you basically ain't got no say so if you ain't in this profession.
All right, so let me give you an example of something I was watching earlier today, right? It's a man that it was these it's a dude and a female. They're in Thailand right now, right? They just moved out the States. They're doing the same shit like Dr. Sebi, right? Where the motherfucker said, listen, if you got AIDS and you stage three, whatever that I think that's the part where you're about to die. They was like, yeah, fuck taking them fucking pills, man. We can cure that shit. Now you're gonna fucking trust these motherfuckers that have no background in fucking medical to fucking give you fucking products to take to make sure that you're gonna be good? Like, man, get the fuck out of here. And it's gonna be a motherfucker that's gonna lose their life listening to these motherfuckers. They said they can cure anything. Anything.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
Nigga
lie.
ain't got no fucking background in shit.
I think it's valid too, just because I know how stupid people get when it comes to the internet. Like the AI shit, I ain't even gonna hold you. When the AI shit pop up now, I don't even know that the shit be AI. It's like it's so ill looking. Like it looks.
That AI.
Yeah, so bring back having motherfuckers that actually are reputable having these conversations. And yeah, I think it's about
Or not even that to lay in the middle, right? It's just like our show right now. We're not expert, right? Have something that inform you, like, hey, we're not expert, but like, hey, this is our take on the topic. Consistently, right? It should play across the screen or something, right? We're not expert, this is just our take on the topic. So people would know, like, all right, they're not expert. I can take it with a grain of salt, right? I'm just trying to meet in the middle because I agree with B to some extent, right? You don't want to take people's freedom of speech, but then again, you don't want to fucking be listening to people that don't have a good understanding of what they're talking about.
Yeah, like I said, we live in a dangerous times, bro. Like I said, that I got hit with some AI the other day that was so good. Matter of fact, yeah, I was just like, ain't no way that a normal person knows that this is AI. But I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna queue up the next one. So yeah, I think experts need to be talking about the expert shit. I mean, and of course, like I said, you need a disclaimer, like we have on this podcast, right? Hint, hint. Make sure you follow, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Becky Church of sowing this seed of $1,000 plus $235 and receiving the blessings to come to all that participated.
Now that's only $1,200.
Yes.
Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. If you have 1,000 plus 1,000,
okay.
all
Well, I'm
right.
gonna work on the other 800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
All right. Everybody mad at that pastor or Bishop Marvin Winans right now in perfecting church in Detroit. Do y'all think they
First off,
do they
he sound like he pimping.
go
That
ahead? I was waiting my turn, man.
nigga like, hold on, this ain't enough. Man. Make it or not, this ain't enough.
Y'all not listening to me. Shit.
Funny as hell. He had to know it's from Detroit, bro. Hey man, quick question. Y'all see, you should pull that one up. You seen the cop in court with his pants off and shit, man.
No, I ain't seen
Yeah,
it.
I ain't see that one. Yeah, we're gonna have to run that one, man. That was funny shit. But yeah, man, that's funny.
No, I said, do you think the bishop's valid? Or you think he need to get the fuck out of here?
Bishop needs to go the fuck home. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, What, man? And it's crazy because I think a lot of these churches, especially in Detroit, I feel like a lot of them, that money be going straight home to them. Like, they be scamming, bro. You know.
I mean, my take on it, man, you need to get the fuck out of here. I know you're a man of faith, right? Like, I'm not. I'm being honest with you. And I typically don't bring it up because I know you always talk about, you thank God and all that stuff. And to each his own, right? I don't give a shit. And this is one of the reasons. I don't understand the context. I don't really know what's going on, right? I don't know what the background behind that was. Maybe he said, listen, if you bring up $2,000 right now, right? I'm gonna give you this $50,000 jackpot if you got 2,000 right now. And she probably went up there. I'm just saying this is an example, right? She went up there with a 1,250 and she's like, I'm gonna work on the rest, but let me get this right now. We don't know the context, right? But it was just something always rubbed me wrong about me, my mom going to church, and we giving up our last and still fucking broke, right? As a young kid. Right, so that's why I try to tell you guys what reality. I try to see the fucking facts behind shit, and I was like, this shit is not working. You're giving up everything, right, to this church in hope that you we get something from it, and we never receive shit from it. So that was my take from it, and that's what I'm saying. This all that shit always seems just like pimping to me, right? And I'm not getting on nobody's religion, right? I know how that shit works. To me personally, and that's why I don't. And I still tell my mom to this day, like, when you gonna get that shit the fuck up? And she'd be like, nah, you ain't
It's
never gonna
like
get me to stop,
it's
right?
kind of like a drug. It's like a drug. Like they up there selling hope. The drug dealer around the corner selling
Yeah.
dope. So it's like,
They dealing with motherfucking that shit is more addictive than crack.
for sure.
You know what I mean?
So one thing I will say, right?
But yeah.
One,
I think you need to get the fuck.
no, you're right. Like so. I do think he need to get the fuck out of here, but it's not for the reasons you think, right? So number one, just as a Christian, right? And I know y'all aren't men of faith. I'm not really preaching it to y'all. I'm just kind of laying it out here and laying the foundation, right? So each month you're supposed to tithe about 10%, and you're supposed to know where every dollar goes, and you're supposed to invest the things that you have here on this earth into things that'll be fruitful for God and His kingdom, right? I've heard many different things, right? It's just if somebody's giving you a donation and they're giving you some type of money, it's not about calling them out, and questioning them in front of the entire congregation and saying that they didn't give you enough money. Even if you know that that ain't even 10, that's not 10% of their money, you calling that person out is always going to make you look bad. Like plain and simple, right? And that's one of the biggest problems that people have when it comes to going to church and things of that nature, because it makes people look at the church crazy. It's like this woman is giving you $1,200, and instead of you saying thank you for what you're adding to the church, you're sitting there and you're judging, right? Shame on that man. And he need to get all the way the fuck out of here. But I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna kill the next one. And Perfecting Church has been around for a long time. I just remember seeing the billboards and they've been flashy. And I don't know. I never gone to the church, but
I'm gonna pull my pistol and make him beat her up and make him beat her up. If you want to leave alive, you gotta whoop her ass. Come, go ahead, come, nigga. It's all good. But if you want to leave alive, you got to beat this bitch up.
All right, so for people that's listening and they can't see it, the video is about, well, it's the caption reads, "Only way to handle getting cheated on." And that man is saying, if you get cheated on and you catch a girl in the act, he said, let the dude finish, but after he finished, he need to go ahead and beat the girl up. And I wanted to ask y'all, one, have y'all ever been in a situation where you caught your girl red-handed? And two, is he valid?
I've never caught my girl red-handed, but he need to get the fuck out of here. I mean, if you have, I mean, and I'm reaching for your heartstrings here. Right? I'll admit it, right? If you have a motherfucking daughter, a motherfucking mom that you give a fuck about, or a sister, and her boyfriend let the dude that she was cheating on him with beat her ass before he left, and then probably he's probably gonna do some shit as well. Like, how the fuck you gonna feel about that? You see what I'm saying? Like, that shit is fucking stupid, and it goes to show, man, like, we have some fucking mentally fucking ill people out here, man. That shit is crazy. Like, just move on and find you somebody else. That bitch just wasn't for you. She's cheating on you for a reason. You're not fucking doing what she needs you to do. Move the fuck on. Move around. Why fucking go fucking affect somebody's life forever? Move the fucking... That's my take on it. That shit's crazy. Because I said that shit, and you guys might look at it different too, because you guys might see marriage differently. I just was teaching a class, and one of the students say, if his wife cheat on him, that's warrant for death. Like, what? You're gonna risk your fucking life because the chick don't want to deep fuck with you no more? Move the fuck on. Just move the fuck on. I know it sounds easy, me saying it, but just move the fuck on. You're gonna risk your whole fucking life? You'll meet somebody probably even better. Move the fuck on. That shit is crazy to me. I don't know. It's crazy that we live with people like this. I don't know, man. What y'all got?
Well, I'm gonna say like this. I don't condone it, but hey, man, I'm from Detroit where that shit normal, bro. So, like, if your hoe cheat, then your hoe get beat. Like, that's just, like, it depends on, first of all, it really depends on where you from, who you are, and what's your situation. Some people think that shit cool, and some women think it's cool to get beat on because the shit that they doing, and they gonna keep doing it. Like, but I do feel like you, Mac, I feel like, if I never caught my woman cheating red-handed. I thank the God, Lord Jesus. But, yeah, man, I just feel like if that's what's to happen, it's time to go, man. It's like a death. It's like death. When it happens, you just got to drop everything and just let it breathe. Let it go as it is, man. Because the more you think about it and the more you're trying to do something to, it's gonna turn out bad. So just...
So wait, let me pose a question to y'all, right? So cheating is one thing. Do you think that there's a certain rule or like a certain, like, there's unspoken things that you should and you shouldn't do when you cheat? Do you think that certain things are a little bit more disrespectful with the cheat? So let's just say she was cheating cheating at somebody else's house as opposed to cheating in the house in y'all bed. Do you find that more disrespectful than if she was cheating? And do you think that it's the consequences should be different in them situations?
Yeah, I feel like cheating with your cousin or something at your house in your bed, like, yeah, it is levels to this shit, but at the end of the day, it's all cheating. So, like I said, I don't condone it. But look, if you was your bitch was, excuse my language, if your woman was to cheat, I'm gonna look the other way if you feel like you want to go beat her. Because, you know, I'm gonna look that way. Like, that ain't my business. I'm mind my business, man, because this is not my business.
Man, I can't see how you. I don't know, man. That shit's crazy. Anyways, like, I got a young daughter, man. Listen, beat my motherfucking daughter, nigga. I'm stalking you forever. I'm gonna fuck you up. That's just point blank, period. Like, just, I don't want to keep saying it. Just move the fuck on. You find somebody better, man. Move the fuck on. I don't know how to say that. The thing is,
it wouldn't be him. It wouldn't be him putting his hands on her. It wouldn't be him putting his hands on her. It would be the dude that she cheated.
But she's going to tell me that, and I'm going to fuck him up because he made the dude do it. Dude ain't trying to do it. You told him to do it. Nigga, I'm on your ass, bro. And I ain't got no pause behind that. I mean, I'm on your motherfucking ass the entire time.
Man, imagine you trying to go beat up your girl, your daughter boyfriend. He put you together. It's like, nah.
I ain't putting my hand. Listen, I care. I ain't fucking shit. That's what I said. I'm stalking you, nigga. I'm gonna catch you off guard. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You ain't gonna fucking expect it. You won't know who the fuck I am.
That's these YNs. They walk around with that switch.
I walk around my shit too. Shit.
No, I'm just saying. So the biggest thing is just when you out here, when you moving like that. And I'm not gonna act like I'm like this holy like guy. Or I've been this holy guy like my whole life, right? But unfortunately, actions have consequences. And I'm not saying that that's valid, right? But I can't control what it is that the next person is gonna do when they feel disrespected. Like I can't. I mean, at the end of the day, like if I got caught cheating and that was a situation, and if I don't know, it's just if somebody wanted to do something diabolical to you in that situation, and you were fully aware of everything that was going on, then you got to deal with the consequences. If it's my daughter, of course, daughter rules apply. Like, at the end of the day, it don't matter who it is. We're going to always look at our kids and we're going to go and we're going to defend our kids. But in the same breath, you got to know that actions have consequences.
Them rules are flawed, man. And I mean, I know it's, I'm feeling being combative right now, but y'all, listen, y'all got to figure shit out with life, man. All right, so just put the shoe on the other foot, right? You cheat on your chick, right? And she's allowed to go find the biggest nigga to beat your motherfucking ass because fucking actions have consequences. Nigga, you got to fucking go fight the biggest nigga that she know.
Three of them is. That's the consequence. That's the consequence that you got to deal with, bro. That's what come with it. When you out here, when you fucking with people, you doing people wrong, you have to deal with what the consequences are afterwards.
Doing what wrong? Nigga, you don't own nobody. Like, nobody owns nobody.
You don't own nobody, but when you in a relationship with somebody, you own loyalty, bro. You can't just be out here just fucking, especially like if you're somebody, if I'm catching you in the act, that means you in my motherfucking house. You mean to tell me that if a motherfucker is in your house fucking you being that disrespectful, you ain't gonna feel no way about it. I have a hard time believing that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'll feel fucked up that you did that shit, but like, I'm not gonna fucking sacrifice my motherfucking life over a bitch fucking somebody.
Man, listen, Mac. All right, now let's switch up the scenario. Say you walk in and she getting the donkey, you know, jacked out of her. You know what I'm saying? Leg up. You know what I'm saying? All that, and you just walk in. Like you say you just gonna walk away, but I don't know, man.
Y'all invested. That was me when I was younger, and I get it. Like, y'all younger than I am, but like, when you fucking actually value your fucking life, you're gonna let something like that fucking happen, and next thing you know, you in fucking jail for life, nigga? For what?
But listen, I get it both perspectives.
No, she got an ass beat, but she's out now still fucking niggas, and you locked the fuck up. Let that shit make sense to me. That shit is stupid.
Well, no.
I get the perspective.
So you talking about something else? So
I'm not.
I'm talking about because I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not a person that's gonna do this. That's gonna do that shit. But what I'm getting at is, in certain countries, like just because something is right or something is wrong, because in certain countries you can kill your wife if she out here fucking cheating. I'm not talking about the law. I'm just talking about what's right and what's wrong, and like in your brain. Because at the end of the day, we're not even talking about the legal aspect of it. I'm just asking if that was a scenario, and we're not even talking about the after effects. We're talking about right there in the moment. You're not concerning yourself with the fucking, with everything else. Would, like, do you think that that way of thinking is valid? I'm not talking about the fucking after effects of it.
No. Okay. I'm never going to agree with it. Like, I mean, like I said, I grew through life, right? I grew through life because when I was younger, yeah, I might have would have done some shit like that. But I grew, man, like I grew through that. Like I look back at it like, nigga, you were a dumb ass young boy to think like that. Like that's what I tell myself consistently about a lot of stuff that I look back on my life about where I'm like, dog, you were fucking stupid. You're a fucking idiot. No, I don't agree with none of that shit. Like again, if your bitch cheat on you, just move the fuck on or accept it. Like, if bitch is going to fuck around, you accept it, you still fuck with her, she's going to fuck around, or you move the fuck
it's
on.
It's like this, though. It's don't like fucking this. Everybody's different. Some people stand on certain business, some people don't. And some people will kill you if you do those type of things to them, whether it's a woman or a man. Like, you show any type of disloyalty or, you know, that shit like backstabbing, you know, like when you do shit like that. So you can't control it. You can't control the next motherfucker, what their actions are to what you doing wrong to them.
I mean, I guess, man, we're going to be stuck here forever because I'm never going to see from you guys' perspective. I'm just not at all.
You don't have to. You don't have to see it from our perspective. It's just fuck with the wrong person. If you fuck with the wrong person, that's the end of it. They're gonna handle it whether you like it or not.
I want you to know I'm not agreeing with it though. It's not valid. It's not valid to go, you know, whoop on ass and shit. But I'm just looking from the third person, looking from the outside in. And I can understand why a lot of that shit is happening. You get what I'm saying? I'm not agreeing with it. Like, oh no, go lose your life because of a bitch that sucked dick yesterday. Hell no, don't do that. But I can understand why it's me. Nigga go to jail every day about this, about pussy, bro. Like every single day, bro.
Exactly.
90% of dudes is locked up over women, bro. And I'm like, yes, I don't agree with.
It's sad though. It's for sure sad.
I'm just saying that shit happens.
And it's normal. It's normal.
We all know what happened. What we're saying, valid our fuck out of here with that. What is in that scenario? Like,
I'm saying it's both now at this point because, hey, man.
You can do whatever you want, man. Man, that's a fucked up thing, man. Like,
my daughter better not be out here breaking hearts.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna go ahead and move on from it because I can kind of see like this is one of those subjects. All right.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, for sure though.
All right, but let me go ahead. Let me pull this next one up. All right, I'm gonna start out all the way from the beginning.
Algebra. Damn, shorty.
Damn. The board decided we have to let you go, Jay.
I'm not perfect. I messed up. And I let a lot of people.
Everybody online hates me now. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Let me get up out of here before one of these students try to take me down. I look so young that they think I'm one of them.
Her video blog is breaking.
As you guys may know, I am the substitute that was recently fired from teaching because of my TikTok. It's honestly so sad how sick the world is that you guys automatically mischaracterize me fully.
Damn, shorty.
Sheesh.
Man, I gotta get up out of these school kids trying to take me down, man.
Then I look so young.
So I look like one of them.
Yeah.
We got a new hustle unlocked. I'm a school teacher now. Little brothers. Let's get the day rolling. Who would have ever thought?
Y'all
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a good day. Today was really a breeze. My kids ain't had to do too much, man. To be honest, I let them do whatever they want to do. Yes, I'm that type of teacher. Took me a little lunch break. Yeah, they got it going on at this joint. They stay bound, okay then. Damn, shorty.
Sheesh.
Man, I gotta get up out these school kids trying to take me down, man. Then I look so young, I look like one of them.
Appreciate it.
You know my little free time, I had to go out there and get me some little content. Little fit check. Really just a chill fit today. Cause y'all knew if it was up to me, I would have been rough and head to toe. Y'all know I ain't lying. But they did have a pip rally and came click. And that was a typical day.
All right, so the young lady got fired from teaching. She was a substitute teacher. Do y'all think she was like her getting fired from her job? Do you think it was valid, or do you think they need to get the fuck out of here? I'm firing that young lady.
I'll run with it first. Yeah, she need to get the fuck out of here. She needs to get fired. Just the stupid shit that you just said. Like she was like, yeah, I'll let them do whatever they want to do. Like what? You the fucking teacher. Like, what do you mean you let them do whatever the fuck they want to do? And then she's out there filming content. She's worrying about the fucking students taking her down. Bitch, you look like old dog from Don't Be a Menace while drinking your juice in the hood. Like, what the fuck is she talking? Ain't nobody taking you down. Ain't no, unless another butch chick in there or another female. Like, ain't nobody taking you down. If she's talking like that, like, that means she's fucking looking at these students as well. Get her the fuck out of here. She needs to pack her the fuck up. That's me personally. Pack her the fuck up. And then her breakfast is Skittles. Say, I'm eating some breakfast. I see a big bag of Skittles. Like, what? You can't do shit right.
No, I'm with you, man. She need to get the fuck out of here. That ain't. I feel like a lot of teachers and shit like that. I just feel like motherfuckers shouldn't even be doing content or none of that shit around the schools, in the schools, on the clock, off the clock. Like, let that shit go.
I mean, you can do content. I mean, I don't really care about the content, right? But it depends on what your content is. Like, if your content is like, hey, today I'm teaching my kids this, right? And you're showing different ways you might be able to educate kids that other teachers can take away from it. That's cool. But you over here on some bullshit talking about your kicks and shit. Like, that's what your content's about. What you dress like.
Hold on, Mac. I got one more piece to add to this that it slipped my mind, but it's a big piece of it, right? And because I'm not in the know, I would have never even paid no attention. But check this out.
Was one thing that I really can't get past about that one stud who just got fired from the substitute teaching job. It's how dick everywhere you go. Did you have that dick on when you was in the school?
So apparently she got a no, she wearing a dildo.
And that's what the fuck we're talking about. Get this bitch the fuck all the way the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, you know, they have to use their imagination and shit anyways just to get through life.
Get her the fuck up out of here. Bro, they need to lock her the fuck up. They use their
imagination is killing me.
That's how they get through life. They got imaginary. They got imaginary shit, man. This shit ain't real.
I mean, thing is fake in their life. They got to make it real.
They gotta make it feel like they're feeling it. Yeah, man, wow. She need to get the fuck out of here.
That bitch crazy.
Yeah, absolutely fucking insane. Yeah. I don't think there's no person that's like, that lady need to keep her job. Get all the fuck about her.
And if there is people like that, they need to be right where the fuck she's at. Well, she ain't where she's supposed to be.
Not yet. She keep it up.
Dang.
All right. Now we got this one, and then we can go ahead and get ready to get about her.
Fuck the recently divorced mother. I don't know if any of you have ever done that, but recently divorced mothers just look for some guy to have intercourse with while they go look for, you know, another husband or somebody to date or something. And that girl wanted me to be that guy. I told her, let me get this straight. You want to date other guys and just have me have intercourse with you? And she said, yeah, you know, I'll just use you for physical stuff, but I'll go on dates with guys I'm trying to actually be serious with. And I said, so you want a guy to buy you dinner? And then you're gonna call me over to come fuck you? And she said, yeah, what's the problem with that? I don't care if a guy's talking to other girls while he's dating me. And I was like, I don't wanna fucking do that to these poor guys. I don't even know these fucking people, but at the end of the day, they're boys, and boys gotta be there for boys. And she said, you're gonna really feel bad for the guys I'm dating? You don't even know them. I said, it doesn't fucking matter. We're part of the same species. So I stopped talking to this lady completely. I just couldn't believe it. Like, imagine that shit. You go out to dinner with a girl, you think she likes you, and then my dumbass plows her. I don't want to. I don't want nothing to do with that. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you. So.
All right. Is that man being a fool, or do he need to get the fuck out of here?
Go ahead, B. Take this one first. I feel like I'll be trying to dominate.
I'm gonna knock this one out quick. I'd have been in these situations multiple times where a woman did that, and it's not valid at all. So she can get the fuck out of here. But it's just normal around here, bro. This is what goes on. And it's crazy because when women do say that, I just feel like they just trying to let you know respectfully, that it's another man doing that for them. I mean, that's doing that to them. It's a hoe. You know, it's a hoe. It's a lie, too. Ain't no woman out here going out. And then, no, they is doing it, but that's not valid. But it's just all mind. It's a mind control thing. It's a trick to make you think that this is what she doing. She really doing that, or she just really doing everybody. Like, man, it's just crazy.
Man, I think he need to get the fuck out of here. And that's why I said that's that boys being boys. That motherfucker listens to the Fresh and Fit. Fake ass. You can tell from him with his fidget spinner. He's nervous. He don't even believe the shit that he's saying. He didn't even do none of this shit. That shit probably was done to him. It's boys being boys. Get your fucking corny ass the fuck over there. And then he's like, I gotta look out for the boys. We're the same species. I was like, nigga, do you know what words mean, nigga?
Man, the boys ain't gonna look out for you. They ain't gonna fear you.
Right. But like, what the get him the fuck out of here. He's just a fake ass wannabe fucking red pillar. Get him to pack him the fuck up. I'm start using that New York term. Pack him the fuck up. Get him the fuck up out of here.
So one thing I will say is he do kind of seem like he's kind of capable a little bit. I can definitely see where you were talking about the red pill a little bit, but I do think the take is valid. And the reason I think it's valid is because I've been in these situations before, right? I feel like at some point or another, we've all been in these kind of situations, right? So, and I can tell the story now because it's been some years that has passed. It was before I was even married. So back in the day, I had this young lady, she hit me up on like one of these apps, and you know, we ended up hanging up at her house, you know, ended up doing some stuff, and then I ended up going back home. A couple of days later, we started texting. She texted me, she like, hey, you know, I got a boyfriend or whatnot. I said, nah, I didn't really know. And I was like, you know, I really don't care and whatnot. So, you know, we still hitting each other up and whatnot. And eventually it got to the point to where I wanted something serious. She wanted me to disregard my serious situation, and I had to cut her off like immediately. I will say, just as a man that has been in a situation like where, you know, you mess with somebody that you shouldn't be messing with. One, that's one of the reasons why I believe the things that I believe, because I mean, in those situations, if somebody wanted to come in there, if homeboy came home one day and just happened to see me in his house and wanted to hurt me or kill me, I wouldn't have been like, he wouldn't have been in the wrong. And honestly, when you in somebody else's house and you doing whatever you doing in somebody else's house, you got to be ready to catch whatever comes with that. And I think if it is a real scenario, homeboy is a stand-up dude. I think what he was saying was valid, and I'm only taking that at face value.
Man, pack him and you up. I just his vibe, man. I just feel like he's just faking that shit too, though. That's just me. His vibe just wasn't hitting it for me with his fidget spinner. Nigga was nervous over there, like, I'm about to make this video. Man, get the fuck out of here.
I think we pretty much covered.
But he might be.
Go ahead, Mac. You good?
No, I'm just saying he might be legit. I don't know. I'm just talking shit, just from what I see. But who gives a? I mean, like you said, you're valid. I don't give a fuck. Like if you fucking dealing with somebody and you come in here and fucking me, that's not my business, right? That ain't my fucking business. That's between you and that nigga.
I mean, true, but if you're doing it real flagrant and you know you in somebody else's house and they come in there blasting, then you got to deal with what come with that.
I mean, I would never do that. I would never do that. I'm not going to nobody's fucking crib, smashing nobody. So let me hit you with a story that same shit happened to me, and the same shit you're saying. I went over this crib, this bitch crib, being in, we're in a military town, just using that, right? So it's a military house, so I walk in that motherfucker. And it's the chick with her foot with this fucking dude on the wall. Picture, right? Got the fucking little kids and everything around. Right? In the pictures. And I'm looking like, you sure you single? She was like, yeah. She's like, that's my husband. We divorced. But I kept the pictures up. I was looking around like, and I was like, you in the military? She's like, nah. But she lives on post. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Right? I found the best way to get the fuck up out of there. My car parked in the driveway. I got the fuck out of there because I was dead to rights. Like, if dude came in and felt some type of way, just like how y'all was talking early and did something to me, he was valid, right? As in what y'all saying. So I got my fucking ass the fuck up out of there. And she kept hitting me up, and I just kept ignoring the shit out of her fucking calls. She wasn't even worth me fucking even doing that because she wasn't even bad. It was just a fucking duck ass bitch that I was just trying to put my dick in. That's all it was. So now, man. But I'm a fuck a bitch. I don't give a fuck who she with. If she fucking come and bring that shit to me, I'm gonna knock it down.
Man, you can knock down whatever you want. Just be prepared to get knocked down with it.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Just hold on. Time out.
As in, I get it.
Time out. If just imagine if homeboy gets
you. I know what you're trying to spin the block on.
Hold on. Just imagine, bro. Like you in the middle, mm-hmm. right? Homeboy walk in. Like you know he exists. Homeboy walk in. Gun got you dead to rights. He tell you, hey, turn over. Fuck you gonna do? Like I said, in my brain, like he got you dead to rights. Bro. Be careful out here, bro. That's all. I care about you. Just be careful out here, bro.
Listen, I get what you're going at. I'm saying I'm not gonna answer that. But what I'm trying to say is I'm doing it in the fucking protection of my fucking place, or we're going to an establishment where that shit is suitable. Like, if he pulls up to the fucking hotel and knock on the goddamn door, I'm calling security on his ass. I ain't even think I'm going to open the door. Think I ain't stupid. Like, call security on his ass and the police, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Y'all can say whatever y'all want. I'm calling the police, nigga. Come get this food. And I'm going to explain that shit to the police exactly like that. Like, hey, I'm here. I know it's his bitch. We was fucking. He shows up here. I think he got a gun. Matter of fact, he told me he got a gun.
Matter of fact, he got me bent over, right? That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
I ain't hear that last.
It's just, we got to be careful, bro. And that's all I'm going to leave you with. What y'all got to say to the people, man?
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all coming, man. I really do. I appreciate everyone that come through and check us out. And we do this for you guys. We do it with a passion. I fucking love it. I love being here, right? Also, if you take your bitch out, right, she's eating and shit, and she says she's going to take the food home, don't let her take that shit home. She's going to give it to that nigga that's going to be plowing her. Don't let her take the food. No, I'm just joking. That's all I got, though. I'm fucking.
Hey, I'm going to take us out by saying any woman that wants you to smash her while she date other men, and she swear you the only man she smashing, is a motherfucking lie. That bitch is a whore. Hey, man, that's that.
I approve that message.
Yeah, it's facts. Hey, first and foremost, I want to thank y'all for showing up every week. I mean, even though this ain't, we be talking about some crazy things, I want to thank God, right? Because he gives me the energy to go ahead and do this thing every week. I want to thank, like I said, B, thank you for showing up. Mac, as always, brother, you already know, like, we logged in. I appreciate you. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my kids. I want to thank Pat. Pat, you're going to have your work cut out for you a little bit. So just be ready. And for all of my young ladies out there that want to date ladies, take the strap off. This has been another episode of We're Not Experts Podcast. We out. Peace.